We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Down in Oregon, no. Right?
No, not at all.
I would
not
have to think not.
Okay, at least you came to that conclusion.
Yeah, because
I
was just down in that area, and I mean, there, it is Quad City. I don't, Mike, is that where you go? Do you go to the southwestern part of Oregon when you get out?
Yeah, Coos Bay around there, yeah.
I was going to say, the Coos Bay Hospital, as far as the emergency room. Now, right. I understand there's regular things that can happen to anybody, but I would have to think the percentage of people that are really messed up from quads is the majority of the cases they see.
Sure, there, yeah.
There's not a lot else to do there. You're either going to go fish or you're going to go ride a quad. You know what I mean? And those things are everywhere, man.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's like, you just kind of see it and you're like, and you know how dangerous those damn things are.
And you said people were, like, there's a road vehicle, right?
When you see these dunes, it looks like they could have filmed Star Wars there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they are, it is one
huge.
Of the, it is amazing. Like, it is just spectacular in a way.
Have you heard Mike's story?
Oh, my God. So, talking about the one where I almost killed myself?
Yeah.
So, I'm riding out there with my family, and again, you've seen these rolling dunes and they're massive hills, and after, honestly, a day of riding out there, you kind of get used to riding up these things. It's kind of like a big old roller coaster that you get to control out there. And so, we're taking a day to explore this new area that we haven't seen before, so we're riding all over the place going up and down these hills, and all having a good old time. We get to this one particular portion where my family is following along a trail. They're going around this big dune that we got going on. I know where they're going. We've been doing this the entire day. I was like, screw it. I know they're tired. I want to take on the hill. Let's go do this thing. And it was a two-tiered bit here.
All right.
So I come up there, and I hit that first tier. And I remember there was an inkling in me that said, just look over at your family, see what they got going on. And I look over, and I see my mom giving the two-arm wave. Given this thing, right?
All right. Mm-hmm. Like the abort kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. And so I am slowly getting to the top, the very peak of this dune. And as I'm getting up there, and the problem with these things is you do have to slow down when you get to the top because you can't see
you
on
don't
the
know
other side.
You don't know right. if it's going to drop straight off.
That's exactly. You don't know if anybody else is coming up the other side. There's a lot of these really big sand dune buggies that they have rolling out there
that can
run your ass over, right? And the same thing, that wind comes out there, and the dunes are never the same year to year. The wind goes out there, and it changes all these things. So I'm slowly going up to the top, and as I'm looking for the plane of where the top of this thing's at, I see treetops. Jammed on my brakes on this thing, and I kid you not, I actually pushed sand off the edge of this thing. The wind was blowing so hard, it was actually an optical illusion. The wind was blowing so hard, it was actually shooting sand about 20 feet off this thing.
So it looked like you had a plane to
yeah,
ride.
Yeah, you looked like you had more of a landing strip than you did, and all I saw was the ground beneath me. Yeah, that one shook me a little
bit. How far down? If you were to tree tops.
That was about a 30-foot drop.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Typically, there's water down there, too.
No,
like there's either a lake down there or there's just forest.
Yeah, you know not I mean? This one. It was just a little bit of forest area.
Damn. When and why did you finally seek medical help? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola.
Hola.
All right. So, July last year.
Hey.
Once again, men's room colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker. Mother... And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Hi there, Tony. Sorry,
that was the quickest. That was the quickest cuss ever.
Yeah, I know.
That was pretty quick.
Jeez, man, that was right out of the gate.
So I'm basically in the ER. I'm looking at it. I'm asking other people how long they've been there. They're like, "Oh, I've been here 5 hours, 6 hours." I'm like, "Oh God." So I call my girlfriend. I'm like, "Hey, call the urgent care down the street." She calls the urgent care. Yeah, they have no wait. So I phone out over there and start talking to this doctor. And he's looking at it, and he's like, "Oh, it may be, hemorrhoid related. I had this little bit of swelling on my left butt cheek." And basically, he's like, "Yeah, here, just take the steroid cream. If it doesn't get better, you know, in 10 days, come back and, you know, talk to us. Well, what he didn't understand and really didn't thoroughly check, he gave me something for hemorrhoids, but it ended up being an abscess. And the steroid cream basically put the abscess on steroids, and it swelled from the size of a small walnut to the size of a sweet potato from my anus to my leg in a matter of about 2 days.
That's hot.
Oh, God.
At which point, I couldn't sit, stand, walk, move, sleep, anything like this. So I go back to the ER. They're like, sir, you need to have a seat. I'm like, I can't exactly do that. They get me in, and they do a scan, and they're like, yeah, we have to do an emergency lancing on you right now. And so I had gotten there at maybe 11 in the morning. I was there till 3 a.m. When they actually did it, they put me under. And I woke up to the surgeon's assistant, and she's got a towel in her hand. And she said, okay, we had to cut you from your anus to the center of your butt cheek to drain this thing. And you're going to want to bite down on this towel and grip the side of the gurney because we packed you with three rolls of gauze on the inner cavity so that way we could get any of the abscess material to stick to the gauze that we now have to pull out of
you.
At which point, and I mean, I've been in some very painful situations, but this by far took the cake, and it felt like it lasted forever. It took her about, I'd say, 30 seconds to pull all of this out.
Let me ask you this. Why did you need to be awake for this part? You've been asleep the whole time.
Right? That's what I was saying. And then they were actually trying to send me home. They're like, do you want us to do it, or do you want your girlfriend to do it? And I was like, well, might as well just get it over with now. But, yeah, why didn't you guys just rip that out of me then and pack me up and call me good?
Because I think it had to adhere to the gauze. That's why. It
just takes saying, but, like, they wait for you to wake up to be like, oh, hey, glad you're awake. By the way, just so you know, next 30 seconds will be the worst 30 seconds of your life.
How's your butt now?
Exactly. Let's get you. Well, actually, it was even worse because so it healed up. And about a month later, I'm just sitting back, kicking back some drinks, and all of a sudden I just feel wet. I'm like, oh, goodness. So I go into the bathroom. There's blood and pus in my underwear after this thing is already done, healed, and everything else like this. Apparently, half the time that these things happen, they form a tract from the original abscess site to the surface and re-rupture in something called a fistula.
Yeah.
And this fistula was a Class C fistula, which means it's, you know, 6 inches or longer deep from the surface, at which point they had to relance me, had to do another 2 surgeries, keeps re-rupturing. So then they're like, oh, we're just going to put a drainage tube in you called a seton, where it's like a big loop that comes out of your butthole and into your skin where this is rupturing from to hopefully allow it to drain. I'm working while this is happening. And
so wait a minute, you got a tube coming out of your butt like all the time?
Like literally, it literally looks like, have you ever seen those temporary piercings for ears to keep the hole open?
Yeah.
It's like weed whacker wire, like that.
Okay.
Through your butt cheek, and yeah. So then, go through, get the tube removed in January, right? All of a sudden, everything's good, good, good. Bam, another re-rupture. So then, they're like, okay, well, I guess we got to fillet you open again. We don't know why you keep abscessing. You know, we've given you all the medication, things like this, but at least it's not as bad as it could be. I was like, it's still terrible. What the heck? I got to live with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
How old are you?
Me? 32.
Wow.
Is there like a massive scar on your inner butt cheek from all this?
Now, luckily God gifted me with a giant butt.
I was going to say, do you have like a horizontal line that comes into your crack? Does it look like
actually,
a road that comes to a T or something?
It's exactly like that. So if I was to spread them, you would just see this most lanced, horrible, horrible, gnarly scar from about, you know, where your butt cheeks connect all the way in. So
I kind of hope you mooned somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just
looks like a smiley.
Really,
looks like a smiley face.
Right.
So has it come back since that time?
They say basically I'm going to be facing intermittent drainage for years.
Intermittent drainage. Mm-hmm. If that's not the name of a band, that's not something I want to hear.
Yeah. I guess your girl can't grab your butt or anything like that, right?
Oh, I mean, all the pain and stuff is gone, but they basically made it to where if it does re-rupture, it'll re-rupture at the anus and be more manageable instead of in the middle of my butt cheek.
Okay, so they're taking it through the chute this time.
Yeah,
I mean, I get what they're saying, but it also, man, can you get it away from my anus? Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It just makes me less comfortable.
So you'll know from a bowel movement whether or not this thing is ruptured again.
Actually, it's outer anus, so it's basically leaking. You know, you'll basically just get the itchiest butthole you've ever had in your entire life, and it feels like somebody's stabbing you.
Why don't you just do what dogs do and drag your ass on the carpet? You know what I mean?
That's the first thing I would do.
Exactly. Just scoot around. Right? You know what I mean?
You know, man, it's a shame that you're with a woman, because
anybody else.
There are ladies out there going like, I don't know who this Tony is, but I want me some of that.
Yeah, please.
He's got that big old ass
that just drains. It just drains, but it drains from the anus.
Tony with the ass, gifted with an ass.
I've never heard a guy say he's been gifted with a big butt.
Gifted with a big butt.
Mm-hmm. Gifted.
By the way, I actually just looked up what pus is, right? Because we always say pus, and I'm like, what exactly is it? Right? Do you have any idea?
It's an infection?
It is. Essentially, it's just this. It's a buildup of your dead white blood cells that form when the body's immune system responds to an infection. So it's not that much different than boogers, really.
It's not that much different than it.
Yeah, basically, that's it. Thing. Yeah.
When and why did you finally seek medical help? 206-421-ROCK.
It's just such a nasty word.
It is. That's why I looked it up, because I'm like, do we just call any fluid that's not blood that comes out of our body pus?
No.
Right? No, we don't. I wasn't sure, but now I know what it is.
There's a couple different names for fluids that come out of you.
Yeah. Yes. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, bitches.
Hola. Hola.
So I was going to talk about how, I had an ear infection that had blisters on my eardrum that just started bursting one night, and I didn't know about it, but that other lady's ear story kind of blew mine out of the water. So everything that I was afraid was going to happen to me happened to her. So, you know, God bless for your service. But, the thing that actually happened to me, so when I was young, when I was a kid, like 6, 7, I was learning how to ride a bike, and this is down at Manchester State Park in Port Orchard, and my brother was pushing me off the bike. I was pedaling, no training wheels. He let go. I was going on my own, and there was a hole in the grass, like hidden by some longer grass that whoever was cutting grass just missed. And so my front tire goes into this hole. I fall. My leg falls on like where the spokes go, that bolt right there,
mm-hmm.
On the tire, and it just rips my leg open for a couple inches. And like I look down, and fat is just sticking out of my little chubby leg, like cauliflower, dude. It was so bad, and I start screaming, and my mom can't see what's going on at the time, and she's like, "Oh, it's okay, honey. You know, just get up, and, you know, stop, shake it off. You know, rub some dirt in it. You know, get up." And this park ranger that had happened to be going by in one of their little golf cart looking things or whatever stops, and she just thinks my mom is just the worst person in the world because you know she sees this fat hanging out of my leg, and my mom's just like, "Shake it off. You're crying. Stop crying." And it was just the whole thing. Eventually, you know, we ended up going to the hospital. They stuffed my leg back into itself and sewed me up, and I was okay. But to this day, I still don't know how to ride a bike.
Really?
Also, you never tried again?
No, I turned into a scooter kid like no other.
Well, you know.
No, I understand, man. You have a good reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
When fat is hanging out of your leg.
Jesus, yeah. When and why did you finally seek medical help? We've got your emails coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com. Dateline, Anaheim, California, home of Disneyland. Gwen Stefani went to high school in Anaheim, and Carl's Jr. opened its first full-service restaurant there.
Tell me more about Gwen Stefani. I wonder what she's like in school, you know.
I want to hear more about Carl's Jr.
Yeah. They have many notable fun facts, but this is not one of them. A loaded dump truck was exiting the 57 freeway, lost control, and careened into an apartment building.
I would have to imagine there was definitely injuries.
Most definitely. Two people were seriously injured and transported to the hospital. One resident said they thought it was an earthquake.
Well, that resident's stupid because it was a truck, but that is some very scary stuff. And it seems like good old creepy Kyle, he shouldn't have too hard of a time figuring out, I don't know, who's at fault.
Yeah, there's a land right up in his lap like a dump truck plowing into an apartment building.
Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty easy, but if you need help like they need help and you have a case, reach out to the advocates at advocateslaw.com. I mean, yeah, he rammed into the apartment building and hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Anaheim is a very lovely town, by the way.
You think?
Yeah.
There are hundreds of new Odyssey custom stations curated for listeners just like you. They're all great, and with endless genres, you'll find what you like. But where do you start? How about Odyssey stations with three-word names like Big Time Baseball, Screen Time Tunes or Oh Baby Baby. For you Britney Spears fans. Exciting new Odyssey stations brought to you in part by Macy's, Geico, and Coke Zero Sugar. Explore them all on the Odyssey app or at odyssey.com now. The Men's Room on The Rock, brought to you in part by
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Show your car some love with the latest upgrades from Car Toys. They'll have your ride feeling just like new.
1 in 6 kids could face hunger due to the coronavirus. This September, visit your local Jack in the Box to help end childhood hunger. Donate $1 to No Kid Hungry and get a free small curly fry with any menu purchase.
Fox Tonight, it's the Can't Miss 2-night season premiere of The Masked Singer.
Who's behind the mask? Yes!
Then, the world's first Avatar singing competition begins.
It's mind-blowing technology.
Will performers sing backstage while their digital avatars perform on stage?
I can't wait to meet the human beings behind these alter egos.
The premiere of Alter Ego.
It all starts at 8 on Q13 Fox. Then stay tuned for Q13 News at 10.
Two of the world's biggest rock bands, Ghost, Volbeat. KISW presents Ghost, Volbeat in concert. Special guest. Twin Temple, January 27th, Climate Pledge Arena. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Ghost, Volbeat, together.
Low testosterone in ED can have an impact on your relationships, your energy level, and how you feel as a man. So I want to tell you about Revive Men's Health. With a range of non-invasive treatments that are clinically proven to effectively treat ED and low T, Revive Men's Health will create a plan tailored for you, one that works for you, because every man has a unique physical makeup. Revive Men's Health specializes in affordable custom treatments. Whether you need to raise your game at work, feel leaner and more energetic, or regain your confidence in your relationship, Revive Men's Health can help. Revive has successfully treated tens of thousands of patients, and they're ready to help you. Call Revive Men's Health at 206-529-1111 for a personalized and confidential consultation today. That's 206-529-1111. Or to learn more, visit revivemenshealth.com.
When you run a business, setbacks change everything. And online, they happen fast. With your Comcast Business Internet, you can stay ahead. And now you can add Comcast Business Security Edge to make your network more secure. It helps keep your network safe with scans every 10 minutes. And unlike some cybersecurity options, this helps protect every device that's connected. Because when your information, your people, and your company have Security Edge, you can be ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a fast and reliable internet and voice solution for $64.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card with qualifying service. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Limited time offer, restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Security Edge not included. Prepaid card offer ends 12/21/21.
Parents, do you want your child's shoes to fit perfectly? Then you need to get your kids Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Because Skechers Stretch Fit shoes are so comfortable and so stretchy, they easily slip on and fit almost like a sock. Your child is constantly moving and constantly growing, so they need a shoe that moves with them. And Skechers Stretch Fit's soft, stretchable material contours to their busy feet. It's a perfect fit. And not only do they fit like a dream, they perform like one too. Skechers Stretch Fit keeps your child's feet comfortable all day long. With Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam and a breathable Stretch Fit knit, your child will be cool and comfy whether playing, studying, or just hanging out. Plus, you'll love just how durable they are. Stretch Fit is designed to take everything your child can throw at them. And if they get dirty, just pop them in the washing machine. It's that easy. Give your kids perfect comfort that adjusts to them with Skechers Stretch Fit shoes. Find them at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever kids' shoes are sold.
I started using Dawn Platinum, I avoided actual dishes. I even ate my cereal in a paper cup. But with Platinum, cleanup is so Dawn easy. It removes up to 99% of tough grease faster. Dawn Platinum makes cleanup
so Dawn easy.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Of KISW, brought to you by Palace Law. 99.9 KISW. Text the Men's Room at 77999. Emails brought to you by Men's Room Original Red.
Because we think it's yummy.
99.9 KISW.
All right, we've got a chance for you to win tickets to Ghost and Volbeat. Let's play The Stain. We'll come back and we'll give you the secret word for that show at Climate Pledge Arena. Yes, the always happy Aaron Lewis in Stain.
Very happy.
One of the nicest guys in the small town that he lives in.
I hope we can interview him again sometime.
I really don't.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All the times.
outside and I'm looking in. I can see through you, see your true colors. Inside you're ugly like me. I can see through you, see to the real.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All right, chance for you to win tickets to see Ghost in the Volbeat Climate Pledge Arena. Head to KISW.com right now, and your secret word is faith. Faith is the secret word.
Yeah.
So you get on the internet there, and you put the word in, and then you have a chance to win tickets to see Ghost in Volbeat. It's just that easy. Faith. Right now, KISW.com. Hopefully you'll win. I don't know. I think we've got him tomorrow, too. Maybe have him on a Friday as well. So what we'll do for you tomorrow is we'll come up with a brand new time and a brand new secret
word.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm fine. Yeah.
Brand new.
Can I pick it? You want to pick the time again?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll do that tomorrow. Sure. Why not? But good luck and go to KISW.com. Hopefully you'll go see that show there. I'm just, to be honest with you, kind of excited to get in there for any reason whatsoever. Now, that would be a great reason to go. I don't want to go see Coldplay. I was talking about the MRI and how he's, like, so big that his belly was sticking in there. And the first thing that came to my head was, man, I couldn't move. They asked me what kind of channel I wanted. It was rock music, and it was Coldplay. It was their entire album.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you might like Coldplay. I just do not. I can't take that band.
Look, I like Coldplay. I do. And I went to see them live. Do not see them live. Honest to God, like I like their music. I said, dude, I will absolutely go to Coldplay. It's hard to explain, but
I think
it
Chris
was
Martin,
such a boring show.
I think Chris Martin is, anytime I've seen him in an interview, seems like a great guy.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Real nice guy.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Boring,
like, it's not,
show.
It's not that I don't like the people. I just don't like the music.
It's a weird thing.
And I can't move. And I'm like, this is Coldplay. And then I figured it would go to a different artist or whatever. You know what I mean? So I think we should be in charge of the MRI music. You know what I mean?
You should bring your own playlist.
There's got to be a way where you can. But you can't go in there with earbuds on. You know what I mean? Like, you can't program it in there. But it's just.
Because you said, right, and you warned me. Because I had to get an MRI like a year and a half later. You're like, hey, man, remember this. So when I went in, I thought I'd be, instead of saying rock, I was like, oh, classic rock. Because I figure, hey, man, I'm going to get Zeppelin and all. It's like Beach Boys. It's just like, oh my.
Real classic.
Oh, dude, yeah. I'm like, this is called.
Classic rock stations don't even play that crap.
No.
No, that's not. That's what I'm saying. Like, get your stuff together, hospitals. Know your music a little bit.
Come on.
What are you guys doing in there? Come on.
Yeah.
Is this Coldplay?
No. This is your other band. Come on, man. Come on, Miles.
It sounds like it's going to be Spinal Tap.
No.
In the days of the Druids.
You don't remember this band? We played them about 6 months ago because you had said no one had ever reached out to KISW.
Oh, Saga? Is this Saga?
No. You said no one had ever requested this band in the history of KISW.
I swear to God, it sounds like Spinal Tap. Like, and the Druids danced.
What come is on, Miles. Come on, man. We grew up with this, dude. You turned on the radio, rock radio in the 80s. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Give me a little crocus.
Oh, is this
Screaming in the Night? How do you not recognize that?
I mean, it's been a long time.
How are you not fired up?
It's been a long time since I crocused.
Yeah, crocus.
I feel like I just see somebody running on a beach.
They
like a training montage.
It almost sounds like, you're the best around.
Sons of vengeance.
It's not too far off from that. When and why did you
welcome to the dojo.
Helping. Here come those emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
Welcome to the montage.
All right, time-wise, let's just jump into the birthdays here. Ola Macholos, can you wish a happy birthday to my wife, Kelsey? She is 27 today. Can she get a pat, say Jack, followed by the captain telling her how fun older men are, and end with a Kevin Hart damn? That from her husband, Marco.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Ooh, you want to hear the captain's advice on older men? Well, the captain's had many experiences, but none better than that old man, Uncle Ben. There's a reason he smiles every time you see him. And that's not a picture of his head. Crunch Bears.
Damn!
Is Uncle Ben still around?
No, he was let go. He re-
Apparently, he reflected poorly on his own community.
I didn't know that.
Decided by white people.
Is that what happened? Is that what happened to Aunt Jemima?
He and Aunt Jemima are collecting unemployment because white people felt bad that those black people represented other black people. Gone. See you later. Thanks for your service.
We're going to lose the Land O'Lakes.
No, because that's a man named Chico.
Okay.
Dude, I think she's gone too.
Is she? Yeah.
Land O'Lakes?
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Huh. I wonder where all these people go.
So the only people. So the whole idea is like, hey, you know, we don't want to offend any ethnicity. Da da da. And I get where the heart is. I'm like, but that means the only logos left are white people. I see what you did there.
Very
we don't want you to feel bad.
What
so.
About the Jolly Green Giant? Yeah, no. You think he'll stick around or no?
Have you ever looked up his little kilt? It's like two Brussels sprouts and a cucumber.
I mean, I feel like a cucumber might be small for him.
All of it jealous.
Tom Jones looking guy there.
She's a lady.
Eat your veggies.
For my birthday, guys, I'm looking for...
This veggie has a lot of protein.
For my birthday, guys, I'm looking for Christmas to come a little early with Ted as Mickey doing the rant from Christmas Vacation. Stay beautiful, folks. That from Eduardo.
All right.
Hey, if you're looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I like Frank Shirley, my boss. Right here tonight. I want him bought from his happy holiday slumber over there on Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye and tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, deedy, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, bug eyed, stiff legged, spotty lipped, warm headed sack of monkey crap he is. Hallelujah! Oh, yes! Where's Tom?
Yeah, nailed it.
Guys, today is my girlfriend Jill's 41st birthday. She just flew home to Detroit to see her mom for the week. She loves the show and would love to hear some of Thrill's Gets and the Dirty Germans telling her what they will do to her and her mom tonight. Gets. Thrills Gets.
Sorry, man. I was like,
that's you. The guy with the hemorrhoids.
Get! Get!
Get! Yeah, you know what I'm going to do with both your wife and your grandma tonight. We're going to do Detroit-style pizza. I plan on getting two slices.
Yeah, it's a deep dish.
That's his mother.
Yeah, it's also pepperoni and the sausage. And also, it's be like reverse childbirth. See you. Pay attention. This is where you came from.
But tell us, can you please give my husband Andy, a.k.a. Ando, a special 49th birthday shout-out? He's the best husband and father anyone could ask for. Drives a truck at night to provide for his family. Never misses his kid's sporting events. So how about the Dirty Germans telling him about his last year in his 40s? Thanks, guys. That from Nicole Max and Cooper.
Yeah, I said last year in the 40s, it's not so bad. Plus, when you turn 50, all of a sudden you have an excuse. If you want to suddenly walk through a grocery store with no pants, they go, oh, it is okay, it's just an old man, he does not know. If you accidentally touch a woman's breast, they go, it is okay, he's an old man, he doesn't know. But I'm 52, so I know you know.
Yeah, I think the best part about being 49 is doing the 49 position. If you can't figure that out, you have to crumple her up like a pretzel.
Yeah, be limber.
Guys, Ola, I've only been listening for a year, but I never miss your show anymore or Happy Hour. Thanks for being the gold standard for talk rock radio. Thrill, I thought I saw you at the Ravens game versus the Raiders. I was in section 331. Can I get a standard fish sandwich and your penis is too small? Say Frosty Brothers. That from Kel in California.
Two Oregon fish sandwich. Your penis
is too small. By the way, based on your say, if you saw me at the game, I was behind you. I had the worst...
See,
look, there's no bad seats at that new stadium, but the worst seats they had available are the ones that I purchased.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, guys, here we go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaza Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Robin. One more, real quick here. Let's see. I had to read this one. This is a great one. Bitches, on your week off, it gave me time to go back in time, and listen to some of your previous episodes on the Odyssey app, available for free on iOS and Google Play.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you for that.
I listened to an episode of Big Dummy from 2020, 2018. The poll was, what driver do you like the least, or something like that. And one of the choices was BMW. Well, I strongly dislike BMW drivers. Another episode I listened to, you mentioned that Omaha, Nebraska had the worst drivers in all of America. It should be noted that I moved from Grand Forks, North Dakota, R.I.P. Gillies, to Omaha 4 months ago. Well, today, I got T-boned by a 2019 7 Series BMW in downtown Omaha. I immediately got out of the car and started yelling about BMW drivers to the skyscrapers and gods, the tower above me. I called my wife and told her what had happened. Her first question, was it a Honda? I told her no, it was a BMW, and she groaned in disgust. She told me to call 911, so I did. When I called and told 911 and the dispatcher my location, he said, oh, don't worry, we have a couple of calls coming in about an aggravated male at that location.
Oh,
that aggravated male was me. The other driver never got out of the car, a smart choice on her part. The driver's side airbags went off. Worst part is the new purchased BMW will be totally fine, while my rare-built Audi RS3 engine and tranny swap into an A3 hatchback will be totaled. Hope you had an adequate week off. That's from Sweaty John.
By the way, we got an update regarding the Land O'Lakes logo.
All right, all right.
Chico, yes, who poses as the Native woman, he has, in fact, been removed from the box. That is now your Land O'Lakes box.
You are kidding me.
So Chico was there. They did, they basically just photoshopped her ass out. It's like the same background. She's just gone now.
Okay.
Come on, man. I can't get used to the commercials with the Pearl Milling Company.
I know. I'm like, just shut up.
Also, maybe it's just me. It sounds dirty.
Pearl Milling Company? You need a little pearl? I'll mill that for you.
Right? Here's a little powder or pancake batter.
Give me your, Give me your tablet. Give me your tablet. I'll go in the bedroom.
Next time you eat breakfast, think about that one, folks.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Yay! Time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree. But it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we have three stories, and they're a little bit different, but all these people suck in their own way. Mike and I always look at each other every Wednesday and go, like, what are people thinking? So let us start with a man in Texas.
The answer is nothing.
Nothing. They are not thinking anything. I'll be going to Texas, where a man who sustained injuries after being involved in a bar fight 2 years ago, he sued the bar owner for overselling him alcohol. And guess what? He was awarded $5.5 million.
Wow.
Daniel Rolls.
That is a racket I could get down with.
He claims that after drinking at La Fogata restaurant, he and another patron, Robert Hendrickson, they got into a fight in the parking lot of the restaurant. As a result, Rawls suffered head injuries that his lawyer claimed could have been avoided if the restaurant had not continued to serve alcohol to both men who were visibly inebriated. Now, in the complaint, the restaurant's owner and bartender were accused of allowing the two men to drink excessively and then leave the restaurant together, as well as not calling an ambulance after Rawls was injured. Now, the lawsuit accused both the owner and the yet-to-be-identified bartender of negligence for failing to detect when patrons had had too much to drink. Furthermore, the lawsuit accuses the owner of failing to ensure that the restaurant parking lot did not include obstacles, quote, that would pose a tripping or falling hazard to intoxicated patrons. Apparently, they don't understand what it is to be drunk. This resulted in Rawls sustaining what they call a serious and debilitating head injury after being assaulted by Hendrickson, quote, in the uneven parking lot. So it's not his fault that he drank too much. And it's not his fault that he got into a fight. And it's not his fault that the other guy beat his ass. It is the bartender and the restaurant owner's fault. Anyway, he filed the civil suit. He was awarded a total of $5.5 million for five claims.
That is insane.
I don't know why that irritates me. You got drunk, you got in a fight, you got your ass kicked. This is on you.
You ever seen that stupid rule that's on the books that you say, why in the hell is that on there? Because of stupid idiots
because
like this.
Because people like this. Yeah, I know. Well, let us continue. Now we just get kind of disgusting. We go to Maryland, right outside of the hometown of Baltimore, in fact. They're making me proud. Why? Because a 53-year-old man who jabbed a woman in the butt with a semen-filled syringe has been sentenced to a decade in state prison. A Maryland Circuit Court judge sentenced Thomas, believe it or not, his last name is Steeman, in connection with this attack last year on a female shopper at a grocery store.
No.
Steeman was sentenced to 25 years, but the judge suspended all but 10 of that penalty. Anyway, as captured by surveillance cameras at Christopher's Fine Food Market, Steeman stuck up behind a woman named Katie Peters as she was returning a shopping cart. He then jabbed her in the ass with a syringe, which caused her to recoil in pain. Well, the woman told police that after being stuck with the needle, she asked Steeman if he had touched her with a lit cigarette. And he replied, quote, "Yeah, it felt like a bee sting, didn't it?" Anyway, police reviewed security footage, showed that Steeman unsuccessfully tried to stab two other female shoppers in the store's parking lot. When Steeman was identified days after the attack and confronted by police, he was in possession of one of the syringes that was full of semen, while a second needle was found in the vehicle, and a lab test determined both syringes.
What the hell's going on with this guy?
I don't know. The whole idea is he walks up and he's trying to jab women in the ass with a syringe that's full of his semen.
Come on.
And his last name is Steeman. Now we go to Arizona, where a man feigning to suffer from Down syndrome tricked a series of female caregivers into bathing him and changing his diaper. Now, the scheme by Paul Menchaca, it began in May when he advertised on CareLinks, which is a nationwide professional caregiver marketplace that connects clients with home care workers. So in response to the ad, a caregiver corresponded solely via text with a woman whose name was, quote unquote, Amy, who claimed to be this guy's mother. And Amy told the caregiver that her son had Down syndrome and required diaper changes and assistance with bathing. Well, police alleged that Amy, who arranged for payments and provided care instructions, was actually the guy himself. Well, the first caregiver told police that she bathed this guy, changed his diaper on about 30 occasions. The woman told police that he occasionally complained, quote, aggressively, that his genitals were not cleaned enough, which prompted her to wipe them more thoroughly. The caregiver added that he had an erection every time his diaper was changed and when he was bathed. The two other caregivers told cops that they were hired by Amy to bathe and diaper her son, who they reported was aroused each time his diaper was changed. None of the victims ever met the mother, because the mother, again, was a creation of this guy. Anyway, his ruse was exposed by one of the caregivers, who had grown suspicious of her client, whom she cared for what police termed neutral locations, never at his place. Caregiver followed him home one day and encountered his actual parents, who said, "Our kid does not have Down syndrome and he does not require diapers." Anyway, he admitted to lying to them about his mental condition when he was subsequently confronted by the three victims, and he was arrested.
Okay. Boy.
So those are your three stories. You got the guy in Texas who, look, he got drunk at a bar, he got in a fight, he got his ass beat, fell down the parking lot, so he sued successfully for $5.5 million. So the law was on his side.
Mm-hmm.
You have the guy in Maryland who inexplicably had syringes full of his own semen and was jabbing women in the ass with it. And finally, the guy in Arizona feigning that he had Down syndrome so that women could change his diaper and bathe him.
All right.
Did the women in Maryland, did that cause infections?
I don't know.
Just think about the fact that he was trying to stab multiple people. So he probably had stabbed somebody. You know what I mean? With that syringe.
He at least got
before.
The one woman, yeah.
I guarantee it's not a new syringe. So that's pretty dangerous. Despite the idea of it being completely disgusting and ridiculous.
But I think it's injecting anything into your body that's,
yeah,
you know what I mean? That can't right. be good.
No, it can't. Especially not his stuff, because obviously he's an idiot. I think the Texas thing is ridiculous based on the amount. I would have to think, although that's in civil court, the $5.5 million settlement, the restaurant will go out of business.
Oh, for sure.
There's no way that they can cover that. So that place is done. I know this is going to be... I think the one that sucks the least is the guy that tricked the caregivers. And the reason is, if he were, in fact, someone with Down syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or if he, in fact, needed care. That's what they do for a living. Anyway, one way or another. Now, they didn't have to deal with this constant erection and the fact that, and obviously they became suspicious of his behavior, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's kind of what their job is in a normal right. situation.
It's what they would have done if you were telling the truth.
If
right?
this was the honest truth.
All right, that's fair. That's
so
fair.
I want to say that I believe, although he's a pervert and it's just the dumbest thing ever, that guy sucks the least.
Oddly enough, I agree, and I was not thinking that or going into this, but you do make the point, like, look, if you were telling the truth, this is what they'd be
this
doing.
This is what you do for a living, right? Exactly. So not that that is a glamorous job, and not that they deal with people with constant erections or anything like that, or people who soil themselves on purpose, which is amazing to me, but I gotta say that sucks the least.
Ah, man, I don't know. That one's just so...
It is.
It's terrible.
Awful.
That's why it's... Yeah.
I mean, the Texas guy...
I don't think you should sue the bar for that, but...
I mean, again, the court agreed with them, so I mean,
there's
legal precedent. But I just don't agree with it, even though there's a legal precedent for it, I guess.
I don't agree with it either. But I would, in my mind, he probably sucks the least, just because the courts did agree with him.
Sure.
And it's tough, too, because, I mean, you got to judge somebody. And if he's not, like, a regular there, sometimes people can be hammered. I mean, we've done this. We've met people before.
I always get over-served because I'm a drunk.
But I'm saying, like, I've met people before, and they're like, oh, sorry, man, I was hammered last night. It's like, right, but I don't know you, so I don't have a baseline.
You know what? Somebody here makes a really good point. They go, the drunk guy sucks the least. He doesn't suck. The law does.
That's a solid point.
That's another real good point, man.
God, that guy in Maryland, yeah. The baby one, Miles, you're right. That is their job, and they clean people's genitals, but that's just wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to punch that dude.
I know.
Clean my genitals. God. They're not clean enough. Keep scrubbing. When and why? Oh, God. All right, coming up, we'll drink and toast the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
50 years of KISW. Brought to you by Palace Law.
At Palace Law, we're lawyers. I don't have a board of directors. My only duty is to you. For 25 years, we've put you first, and I'm very proud of that. And for 25 years, we've held insurance companies responsible to do the right thing.
PalaceLaw.com.
Score big cash this September at Tulalip Resort Casino. Details online at TulalipCasino.com.
Welcome to Taco Time. What can I get started for you?
Hey, I'll have a chicken soft taco with a...
Are you experiencing meal customization panic? Afraid to ask for Thousand Island dressing in your soft taco or ranch in your chicken burrito? Well, then the Taco Time Northwest app is for you, where you can customize without pressure and order ahead with ease. Download today and make your customization dreams come true. Taco Time, time for something different.
You will solve the great mystery.
Streaming only on Peacock.
This is Robert Langdon. The suspect called him.
I teach symbology. He wants me to locate an ancient portal buried within the Capitol.
From the author of The Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons.
It's your dad. The people who took him want me to find a piece of a very old puzzle.
And executive producers Ron Howard and Brian Grazer.
We have to finish this or my dad is dead.
Dan Brown's The Lost Symbol. Streaming now with new episodes every Thursday. Only on Peacock.
Meet Brian Bridges. He's the owner of a tattoo shop in Seattle. Although Brian is used to getting email requests for tattoos, he was surprised when he saw one from a well-known celebrity in Los Angeles. So he turned to his American Express Business Platinum Card, which lets him earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked through AmexTravel.com. Talk about the sweet life. Built for business by American Express. This story features a fictional character from a fictional business. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/businessplatinum. Don't do business without it.
Did you know that your local grocery outlet is independently owned and operated by folks in your community? Unlike traditional grocery stores, this allows us to better serve our customers and the communities in which we operate. We support local schools and charities like helping fire departments with toy drives. We also donate thousands of items each year to food pantries in your neighborhood. Stop by your local grocery outlet today and see what we've been up to.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
When it comes to working at Geico, our best advocates are our employees, like Janet. But since she is so focused on growing her career, we hired an actor to read her story.
At Geico, we really help each other. If anything comes up, we work through it as a group, so we all learn.
As a full-time employee, she can also get paid benefits like medical, dental, vision, and parental leave. She even got a plaque for her desk that says, "I'm kind of a big deal." Yeah, you are, Janet.
Ready to start your career, Seattle? We're hiring claims agents. Apply online today at geico.job/Seattle.
Cash back is so 2020. Earn Bitcoin instead. BlockFi has the world's first Bitcoin rewards credit card with unlimited Bitcoin rewards on every qualifying purchase you make. It's the easiest way to get Bitcoin. You can earn 1.5% back in Bitcoin just for making everyday purchases. There's no limit on how much Bitcoin you can earn and no annual or foreign transaction fees. Now's the time to get on board. BlockFi has been named Forbes FinTech 50 list, and Yahoo Finance named Bitcoin the best performing asset of the last decade. KSW listeners get $25 bonus in crypto after you make your first purchase. Start earning unlimited Bitcoin rewards today at BlockFi.com/KISW. That's BlockFi.com/KISW.
Not all will be eligible. Geographic, regulatory, and underwriting restrictions apply. Fees and terms are subject to change. Additional terms of service at BlockFi.com. BlockFi is a financial technology company. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Any moment that lets you just sit back, relax, and enjoy even 1 second of the day to yourself and taste like pumpkins? That's a moment to look forward to. The McCafe Pumpkin Spice Latte is back. Get a $2 small hotter iced for a limited time. Or try one of our other freshly brewed espresso drinks. From iced caramel macchiatos to caramel frappes to hot mochas to every sweet treat in between. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
The wake up early, do a little studying, take the dog out. Finish that audiobook
until the very end.
Finish that workout, then stop by McDonald's for breakfast and somehow manage to do it all before that 10 a.m. meeting meal. There's a meal for every morning at McDonald's.
Now, buy a sausage McMuffin with egg and get another for a buck. Or mix and match other breakfast favorites. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Don't miss Muckleshoot Bingo's Treasure Hunt event, the first Saturday of every month. It's 10 regular games paying $700 each. Plus, single regular game winners can win up to $5,000 in extra cash. Muckleshoot Bingo in Auburn, your home for Machingo.
For the ones who are always in the know.
Delivery confirmed.
For the ones who keep things running. For the innovators and the problem solvers. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, experienced staff at local branches, and free access to experts to help answer your toughest questions. So whatever challenge you face, we have the knowledge and products to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know your closet well, but what does it sound like? Yes, your closet. Does it whisper your taste? Does it scream your taste? The new Stitch Fix Freestyle, your personalized store, gets to know your unique style and fit. Its selection transforms to show you only the looks and trends you love. With a store that evolves alongside your taste, your closet will scream, so you, without actually screaming. Introducing Stitch Fix Freestyle for women and men, your personalized store. We're so you.
The Men's Room on the Rock is powered by The Advocates, official sponsor of The Men's Room. The last thing anyone expects is to be injured in a car crash. That's why you want The Advocates on your side. Don't get lowballed and taken advantage of by the insurance companies. Call The Advocates today, 206-512-3555 or advocateslaw.com.
From the DuckDuckGo Studios. This is 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. An Odyssey station. The shout of the day. Brought to you by
1-800-DUIOA.
Text the men's room at 77999. 99.9 KISW.
Previously on the men's room happy hour.
What is the most f***ed up thing someone has said to you while you're having sex?
Jeff. Oh, no way. Yeah. Get out of here. Oh, yeah. Like, Jeff? I was not dating this person, so it wasn't as bad, but you're kind of like, hey, even if you don't know my name, don't say shit. Call me baby, honey, whatever you want to say, but don't just throw out a name and hope that that's okay. My name, because it's right. Like, that's not my name. Download the Odyssey app and favorite the Men's Room Happy Hour and catch more Men's Room Live every weekday at 6.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running out. As time ticks by, still I try. No rest for clock stops in my mind. On my own, here we go. Feel like they're gonna bleed right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry, my face is numb. Something's spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. Set on over. overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go. The line, they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. This is ma'am. Wrapped up and spun out in my room.
KISW. The men's room is in progress.
Coming up in minutes, we will drink, we will toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, researchers are working on a vaccine for poison ivy.
All right, all right.
Shoo. It's supposed to either eliminate or reduce your reaction to poison oak and poison sumac?
That might be the worst one.
I don't think, even in all my years of Boy Scouts, I ever encountered poison ivy.
Really?
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
I used to have it in my yard.
Or if I had, I didn't know that's what it was.
That's what you said this morning. You said, well, I make it a point to not be near poison ivy. I'm like, nobody makes it a point to be near it. It's always someone going, dude, get your hand off that.
Problem
that's
poison ivy. Sumac is, you don't really, it's a tree.
Right? Okay.
So you don't even realize that a tree could be poisonous.
Is it like stinging nettles?
No, you just basically brush up on it kind of like you do poison oak, and that was the worst I've ever had. Poison oak was because we used it to swing into the lake.
Ah.
So it was in between my legs. It was the middle of my chest. It was, it was everywhere that I held on, my hands. Oh, God. It was horrible.
Damn. Alrighty then.
Yeah, don't do that.
Are you ready for this, Mr. Hill?
Alright, what do you got?
There is a new Cinnamon Toast Crunch spinoff in the works.
Calm down, everyone.
What's wrong with just Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Nothing.
There's nothing wrong.
Just the cereal. Have a bowl of cereal.
There's nothing wrong with the wheel, but they said this one has rubber on it.
And there you go. Right.
Apple Pie Toast Crunch.
I'll give it a shot, man. I don't doubt anything these guys have done. We have that shaker flavor.
Right?
The coffee creamer, the popcorn in the back. Like, everything they've done so far, I think, has been a hit.
But that's all Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I don't like
I used to go, do you ever get the French Toast Crunch?
Yes.
See, I don't think that's as good.
I never tried that.
Not as good, but it's still very good.
It's still very good.
The cereal.
Yes, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Okay.
Right, so I'm saying, like, I love the pop. I love everything Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I don't know. You got to make an apple pie.
Well, you don't have to, but why not, man? It's like Thanksgiving, you know?
I'm with Miles on this. Leave it alone.
I'm going to have the audacity to say this. I wonder if you just grab a box of Apple Jacks and pour it in there with your Cinnamon Toast Crunch, if that doesn't just
happen. We have a shaker that a listener, I believe her name was Stephanie, sent us, right? Of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you know, like you just shake it on something.
Yeah.
That would be great for the butter toast, cinnamon and sugar.
Oh, my God. Yes, it would.
Like in the morning when you just, you know, in a hurry, and that's your mom gave you for breakfast. Like, here's a piece of toast with cinnamon and sugar on it. Yeah. I thought that stuff would work pretty well there.
You got to get a toaster oven back in here, guys.
We do, but you got to hold the damn thing down. It won't stay down. You got to sit there with a hand down.
And you got to hold
the damn. Which is not,
oh, the toaster in there?
Which is not good
for
bagels. You know what I mean? You're just sitting there for hours holding the damn thing
down. Damn it.
Yeah.
I can't believe
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.